Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. We are back. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Oh, Kev, Brother Ghani, Assalamu Alaikum, Brother Matoy, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back in the building. Hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. This is Collective Minds, where we say we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So this is our first show. This is March 1st, 2020. We got a great show lined up for y'all. As always, you know Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, so please give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get into the show, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. Just busy again, like always. No announcements. I don't think I have any announcements today. Just thankful for being here.
Yes, indeed. We are here. We are in the building. My brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? I know you're coming back from a trip. How was your week, and do you got any announcements for us?
I had a great week as well. You know, I wanted to give a shout-out to the team for holding it down last weekend when I wasn't able to get on there because I was at Savior's Day in Detroit. But I listened to the broadcast when I got back home, and y'all did a fantastic job. So shout-out to y'all. Savior's was fantastic. You know, had a great time in the city of Detroit. This weekend, we followed up with part two of the minister's message in Chicago at Miles Marianne. And that's why I'm on my way back home from now. So, yep, you said right, Brother Kev, I'm on the road. So, it's been a good good weekend, back-to-back weekend for me. And, you know, I make one announcement for anyone who missed Savior's Day. Or today's lecture, you can go to NOI.org and check the replay of that. You can also go to the Nation of Islam YouTube channel and catch both of those lectures. Savior's Day from last week and part two from this today.
Yes, indeed. And I would highly recommend checking out both of those speeches because I was able to check out the speech that the minister did last week at Savior's Day, and man, he was spitting that hot fire. You hear me?
Yes,
you know, the minister was definitely in his bag. He was spitting that hot fire, and yeah, I can't wait to check out this speech that he did today because I do have it on my to watch list. You did.
You got to give a man credit.
Check that out.
You got to give him credit. He did it three hours last week, standing up on his feet. Yeah, about almost 3 hours this week, standing up, 86-year-old man, standing up, putting it down.
Yes,
it looked
indeed.
Like he was tired at all. So we don't know how much longer the minister will be in our presence in the physical. So we cherish every opportunity we have to be in his presence.
That's right. Yes, indeed. All right, y'all, this is Collective Minds. I don't have any announcements, so, you know, we all get right into the show. This week's show, we are talking about the coronavirus. Okay, now is this an epidemic that we got on our hands, or is this a lot of media hype? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. You know, Collective Minds, we're going to go in and give our thoughts on the situation. But we always like to hear from the family. The number is 929-477-1697. So, yeah, I guess I just lay the groundwork real quick. The coronavirus actually started in China, in the province of Wuhan on New Year's Eve. It started on December 31st, 2019, as far as, you know, when the first case was known to the public. They say the coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that cause illnesses ranging from the common cold to more severe diseases such as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, which is SARS. A few of y'all may remember SARS back in the day. So the coronavirus is a new strand that has not been previously identified in humans. And they say, you know, I'm looking at this from the World Health Organization, just in case anybody want to check their website. The coronavirus is spread, they say, from between animals and people, different type of things. It could be cats, it could be camels, bats, you know, different type of animals. And somehow they're infecting people and, you know, they're spreading the coronavirus. They say the common signs of infection include respiratory symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, and breathing difficulties. In more severe cases, infection can cause pneumonia, severe acute respiratory syndrome, kidney failure, and even death. Standard recommendations to prevent infection spread include regular hand washing, covering the mouth and nose when coughing and sneezing, thoroughly cooking meat and eggs, avoid close contact with anyone showing symptoms of respiratory illness such as coughing and sneezing. Okay, and just a few stats here real quick. According to the BBC, the coronavirus has affected about 78,000 people. Now I think it's up to like 80,000. And the number of deaths are at around 3,000 people died. Okay, so we got about 80,000 infected that are known infected, and about 3,000 deaths so far. And let's see. Okay, I'm going to just leave it right there. So, no, hold on real quick. We have 63 cases in the U.S. as of February 28th. It's like two in Illinois, 24 in California, 7 in Washington, 1 in Oregon, 9 in Texas, 13 in New England, 1 in Rhode Island, and 1 in Arizona and Oregon. So that's where we at with it. You know, there's been a lot of hype on the news. The stock market crashed last week. It went down. They were saying it was due to the coronavirus. They also thinking about canceling the Olympics as a result of this coronavirus. So, you know, we're asking the family, what do y'all think? Is this really something to be concerned about? Is this an epidemic? Or is this a lot of propaganda and media hype? And I guess we'll start with Queen Rigel. What are your thoughts on this coronavirus that's going on?
Well, I definitely think it's serious. I think it's something to pay attention to. I mean, people dying from it. So if you're dying from it, it's something that you should, you know, take serious like anything else, you know. It doesn't matter to me if it's if it's just propaganda, media hype. It doesn't matter to me because with real estate, it's something that can kill me. So on my own, I'd just be more careful and cautious of it. It doesn't have nothing to do with how the media is promoting it and all that. I'm going to be careful because it's something that can be potentially harmful, you know. Just like with anything, I've tried to protect myself from any disease. So this is no different. And it's not about, for me personally, it's not about it if it's media hype or propaganda. I don't care. I would just recommend people to be careful and protect themselves just like they would do with any other thing that they, you know, that can be harmful.
All right, all right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Brother Mufasa Ra, what are your thoughts on the coronavirus? Do you think it's media hype, or do you think it's we may have an epidemic on our hands?
Well, media hype. You know, I look at the past virus, like the bird flu, swine flu, West Nile virus. You know, we always get these illnesses and strands, this and strands that affect people. And, you know, they come, they have a little time and they go. But I want to say that the main thing that you can do, you know, you should protect yourself either way. You know, stay clean, wash your hands. This day and time that we live in, you can't trust the food. The food is fake. You got to watch what you eat. You know, eat one meal a day if you can. That way any sickness and disease you take into your body can have time to heal itself. And you just have to be careful either way it goes, you know, with these different illnesses that's going on out here. But I don't think it's a big epidemic like the end of the world. You know, I think if you're a clean person, if you're a righteous person, and you carry yourself as such, I believe you'll be okay. That's how I look at it. If you're a filthy person, you don't take care of yourself, you don't eat right, then yes, you got something to worry about. It could be the purge. The purge to get rid of the filthy and unrighteous people on the planet. But if you're not living that way, I don't think you got nothing to worry about.
All right, yes, indeed. We'll get to the call lines here in a second. The number is 929-477-6097. We are talking about the coronavirus. You know, is it an epidemic or is it just media hype? And, you know, for me, Brother Kev, Cosmic Kev, I think this is just media hype. You know, it just goes to show how powerful the media is and how they're able to control the narrative. You know, this is a disease, like I just read it from the health organization, that's similar to the flu. Like I say, it's been 3,000 deaths from coronavirus this year, but guess how many flu deaths has already been this year? 80,000. According to this worldometer .info that tracks the world population, births and deaths and things like that. So it's been 80,000 flu deaths this year and only 3,000 coronavirus deaths this year. So I think it's a lot of media hype. And also what they're not telling you is that the people that are dying are mostly elderly people, right? This is a disease that it can, or I'm sorry, this is a virus, can be managed. Everybody that gets it does not die. The people who are the most vulnerable, of course, are kids and elderly people with a weak immune system. Otherwise, it is a virus that can be managed. Of course, you know, you don't want to get it. You want to avoid, you know, any type of contact or any, you know, negligence as far as washing your hands. You don't want to do anything like that. I mean, you want to wash your hands and be clean and, you know, proper hygiene as you would with anything. But I think with this, I think the media is putting a lot of hype, a lot of spin on this thing. They're trying to get people in their fear bag because that's really, you know, that's a way to control the population. You know, you get the people in that fear bag, and then the next thing you know, you say, hey, if you're scared that you're going to get the coronavirus, come down you know, to your nearest Walgreens or CVS and get these shots. Boom. There you go. You know, everybody lining up because they fearful and they're getting these shots or these, you know, flu shots or coronavirus shots or whatever. They're taking these shots not knowing what's being put in them, you know. So for me, like I say, and Brother Mufasa mentioned as well, you know, we've seen these things come a lot, you know, West Nile virus, bird flu, swine flu, SARS, MERS, you know, these things always happen every so often. And believe it or not, the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, they actually have, you know, patents on a lot of these diseases. They actually are aware of a lot of these diseases that come about. And, you know, they be working on, you know, trying to get vaccines and whatnot to try to, you know, control these particular viruses. But, again, this is just media hype. They're going to keep forcing it on the TV. And when you watch the news, the first headlines that come up, oh, coronavirus, coronavirus. There was another death over here. Oh, we got a case over here. Oh, this is a case. We don't know how they got it. It's an unknown source case or what have you. And they just put this stuff out. And the American public, again, are so, you know, tuned in to the local news and to the national news, to the mainstream media. They don't see nothing else. So whatever the news reports is law. Even though we've caught the news and the mainstream media in lies numerous times, that's why you got to take all that information with a grain of salt, in my opinion, you know, and do your due diligence. Like I said, if you go on the World Health Organization website, they let you know exactly what's going down with the coronavirus, you know, how many people they have affected, how many people have died, and you can compare the numbers yourself, you know. So, yeah, for me, I think it's a lot of hype. We are going to, you know, get to the call lines here in a second. Did y'all want to respond or y'all want to hit the call lines?
Is it curable?
Oh, I'm sorry. At this point, they say it's manageable. It's kind of, it's like, you know, it's like the flu. So you would be susceptible to getting the flu. They haven't found anything where they could totally wipe it out at this point. They don't have a vaccine that can totally wipe it out. But if you get it, it would be like a case of getting the flu. You know, you would manage it and hope that you don't get it again. Right? So it is one of them type of things. So at this point, there is no vaccine to just completely kill it at this point. You know, but then there's no vaccine to completely kill the flu virus either. You know.
Right, so it's not like once you get coronavirus, you will always have it.
No, you
well,
don't always. I don't believe that's the case.
No.
That you always
have it.
Right, it's a virus.
No, it would be like the flu.
It's
a virus. It would be like the flu. You would have it, and if you manage it right, it could go away. It could come back just like the flu to it, you know. It's one of those
things. If you're the type of person, if you're not the type of person that take care of yourself, then it'll be easy for that virus to take you out. That's why it's so important, like I was saying, to try to, you know, eat the proper food, you know, eat clean food, you try to eat fruits and vegetables, you know, fast. You want to take care of yourself and build your immune system up. You know, that came from the minister today mentioned that about with this virus. Just make sure your immune system is up to par, and you'll be okay.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. That's exactly right. You know, eat the right foods, take care of your immune system, wash your hands, do the proper hygiene. All those things that you know, people should have been doing before this even came about. If you take those type of measures, as far as hygiene and health and food and diet and all that, you take those type of measures, you know, I believe you'll be good, you know, for the most part. Of course, there'll be exceptions here and there with different exposure or, you know, different things that you might be exposed to. But for the most part, if you are proper diet, proper hygiene, you know, you should be good as far as this virus. But then, you know, again, the media is going to blow it out of proportion and make it seem larger than it is to keep the public in that fear bag, in my opinion.
I want to ask y'all, so this must be aware of your surroundings and people you're around. I don't know if y'all saw the video of that lady who was coughing in China on the elevator, but they say she was sick. And she was intentionally coughing all on the buttons of the elevator. The unsuspecting people get on, and they touching what she didn't just cough, you know, and spread out these germs all over the place. So that's stuff you got to be aware about. Keep your bottle of hand sanitizer with you if you can. You know, but it's like to the point where you may have gloves in your pocket. But these public places, you don't know what these people could be doing. You know, and they prepare your food. You don't know who's
exactly
could be cooking your food. You want these fast food joints? You don't know what these people are doing. You know what I'm saying? Prepping your food. They'd be coughing up your food. They'd be washing, prepping your food with nasty hands. So just really try to live a clean, clean life.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So just real quick to answer your question, somebody had the question, you know, is there a vaccine, drug, or treatment for the coronavirus? Now, this is according to the World Health Organization website. They say not yet. To date, there is no vaccine and no specific antiviral medicine to prevent or treat COVID-19, which is another name for coronavirus. However, those affected should receive care to relieve symptoms. People with serious illnesses should be hospitalized. Most patients recover thanks to supportive care. See, there it is right there. Most patients recover thanks to supportive care. And again, the people who have been dying, there's a chart that you can look at. The people who have been dying, most of them have been over 60, 70 years old, the elderly with weak immune systems, and some young folks. You know, most patients recover with supportive care. So, you know, there you have it. But see, again, if most people just go by what CNN and the news says, you know, that, you know, it's about to get, you got to get your mask and everybody about to be quarantined and so on and so forth, which if they build up the hype too much, that could be a reality, you know. They could possibly do something like that, but I think they would be overreacting if they was to do something like that. It would be an agenda behind it, and it wouldn't be about, you know, necessarily keeping the people safe or whatever. You know, in my opinion. So, you know, that's what it is. If you just join this family, this Collective Minds Radio, I'm Brother Kev. We have my brother Mufasa Ra and Queen Rigel on the line as well. We Collective Minds. We're talking about the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. Do you think this is an epidemic, or is this, you know, just a lot of media hype? The number is 929-477-1697. Y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, y'all better be careful, man.
That magic melanin don't work on this stuff.
What happened? You said a magic melanin, huh?
When you come out of there, you better run like your mama chasing you.
Oh. Nah, I think we good. You know,
no, viruses don't never go away. They stick around.
Right.
And why are these Chinese sneaking in over the southern border, man?
I mean, that's a good question.
Why are they avoiding coming through U.S. Customs? You think they got something? Don't want nobody else to know about it?
That's possibly. Who knows?
That's why Donald Trump wanted to put that wall up. The virus is in Mexico. Mexicans are coming up here. They might have it. There's been outbreaks of measles in those southern border towns. I haven't seen no measles in a long time. And you know those kids aren't inoculated. If the people don't trust the government enough to where they want to flee from it, you think that the people would let the government inoculate them, stick their kids with needles and inject medicines in them?
It is what it is.
Some folks would. This could be the agenda that's going to get people going. Because, like I said, all it takes is for the news to be like, hey, y'all need to come down to Walgreens or CVS and get these shots. There's an epidemic, and once all the news say it, then it's true, and the people gonna be lined up to get them shots, get them vaccines.
And see, it's killing people who have pre-existing illness. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, so at Obamacare, they wanted to cover people with pre-existing illness. This is gonna do away with them. We don't need no Obamacare.
You know, when you said about the melanin, so has there been reported cases of someone black dying from this disease?
Man, look, black ain't got no super melanin. Yeah, black folks had super melanin.
I just want to know, is there any reported? Yeah, have y'all heard any cases of any black people
dying? Yeah,
I don't know.
Will.
I'm just curious.
Wait till it hit Africa, and wait till it hit the States, too. But if blacks had super melanin, it sure in the heck didn't help Shaka Zulu when the British was there fighting in those wars. Them bullets supposed to bounce off of them when they rubbed that stuff on them.
But it helped the Haitians when they defeated France. It helped them.
Yeah, but the Haitians came over here and fought with George Washington to defeat the British in 1812, too. People say how bad George Washington was. He wasn't that bad because Haitians, under the leadership of Henry Christophe, came over and fought with Washington at Savannah alongside the French. You hear me? Alongside the French and the Iroquois Indians. It's funny how history works, ain't it?
I'll say to my people, if my people give up their filthy food and filthy living, I think we'll be okay as far as that virus goes.
Well, you know, like I told you last, I might have told you guys, you can't go around the world having sex with women on the other side of the planet. Because they got things and exposed to things that's natural to them that would wipe you out, would do you in real quick.
Right.
Yes.
This is
and,
true.
You know, and that's with every group. People say that Europeans brought disease is here to kill the Indians. Well, hell, the Indians was affecting the settlers too with diseases. But you know who was immune to a lot of their stuff? The Chinese. The Chinese came and worked on the Transcontinental Railroad because the whites that was here, the settlers, and also those who had immigrated here, they was getting sick like heck. And it was a problem. But 20,000 Chinese came over, and they started cutting tunnels through Downers Pass and that. And they claimed that it was the food, the way they prepared their food. You know, Chinese use a lot of herbs, like garlic and everything. And they were immune to that dysentery. But it was affecting everybody else.
But they ain't
Small
immune to this one. They ain't immune to this one. So pay back at mother.
No, no, it's not. Well, we'll see what happens, but I'm glad I'm in the United States rather than being someplace else. They have the best medical care.
Right. Yeah. Again, the
but
most.
But they did say someone from Washington passed away from it.
Yeah,
just
one person up there.
Yeah, in Washington State. Yeah, Washington State. One person.
People that's weak and sick, they don't. If that's the way nature does, man. Nature has a way of going through a process of nutrition and if I'm using the right word, and getting rid of the weak. And that's why Jerry Butler came up with that song, Only the Strong Survive.
Right.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Doc. All right. We appreciate you calling. Yes, indeed. So if you're just joining us, family, we are talking about the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. We asking the family, is this, you know, an epidemic, or is this a lot of media hype at this time? Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. Yeah, another thing I think is interesting is that you know, people are forgetting, like, this is 2020. This is, not only is the Olympics this year, but the presidential election is right around the corner, too. So, you know, it's a lot going on as far as, you know, the news and with this virus and things that's taking place with the economy. So it's definitely something to be on the lookout for, you know, to monitor. And, you know, just to see how this thing plays out, because, like I say, we got the election coming up in November. That'll be here before you know it. And, you know, we still got the spring and the summer to go. So 2020 is starting off an interesting year, you know, with a lot of things that's been transpiring so far, you know, within these first 2 months. So, you know, say all that to say, you know, just be on the lookout, monitor the situation. You know, I always advise the family not to get too emotionally attached. I know it's hard because we are, you know, a part of this society. But as much as you can, just for, you know, to maintain your sanity, is to not get too emotionally attached to things that you see on the news and what's going on. Because, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, it could take you someplace. You know what I'm saying? But if you, you know, just pay attention to your family, your surroundings, and, you know, that's most important. And we can't worry about what's going on halfway across the world a lot of times. We got to focus on, you know, what's right in front of us, or, you know, we can get anxiety and be focused, trying to focus on too much. Mm-hmm. Dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
you can't sweat.
It's always best.
You can't sweat what you can't control. You can't sweat what you can't control.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So, yeah, y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay. Area code 315-767. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey there, Collective Minds. I got some comments. Please,
Charles. Free.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, you were saying a lot of facts. You're dropping a lot of facts and some truth on that, Kev. So, I know that the media love to scare people. They love doing it. But like you say, this is not something to be scared about. This is not something to be scared about at all. You touched on some of the things that I wanted to speak on, which was the influenza. Now, if the influenza isn't something that we worry about every year, there's no reason to worry about this. Because last year, you know, the population of the U.S. has 358 million people in it. And 35 million, a little over 35 million of the people that was here last year got the flu. And
that's
out of those 35 million people that got the flu, 34,000, a little over 34,000 of them died.
Right.
So that's in,
right.
that's in 1 year in America. Now,
that's
only
right.
80,000 people have this right now, and it's supposed to be a real bad, and since it's spread across the different area, different continents, it's now called a pandemic. But it can't even be called a pandemic or an epidemic because it hasn't even really. If there's about 7.4 billion people on the planet right now, a little over 80,000
right.
people have this or caught it. That's less than one. That's a little over 0.01% of the global population. 0.01%. In order to get an epidemic or a pandemic, you need to have at least 10% of the population.
Right.
It hasn't even got to 1% yet. It hasn't even got to 0.1%.
Right.
And of the people that you stated the people that were dying were elderly. Yeah, 95% of the people that have died from this were either over the age of 70. They were a
right.
smoker, a heavy smoker over the age of 50. They were somebody
right.
with a pre-existing illness that compromised their immunosystems. Or they
right.
were an infant. That's it. If you were an average person, they already said that average young adults, and it affects males more than it affects females. It's killed twice as many males as it has females.
Right, right. I saw that too. Yeah, I saw that stat too.
Yeah. So if you are a healthy, you know, middle-aged younger female, you're fine. You're just going to get like some mild symptoms. You probably won't even have to get hospitalized. But if you do catch it, you should go in and get it checked out. So if this
yeah.
is a problem, then they should be decrying the flu every year. Every year this should be all over the news. People dying of the flu every year.
Exactly.
But it's not.
Exactly.
So what this is a scare tactic, and I'll tell you why. There's two reasons. And you touched on it in the beginning. What has already happened? The stock market crashed. Do you know why it crashed? Because the people with all the money said, hey, this is a good ploy. Let's run this and scare people. And they pulled all their money out while the markets were on the top.
Exactly.
And now
everybody's following suit.
They're watching it cascade down. Once everybody wises up, then they'll buy back in with all that money they took out low. And make money off of the world's stupidity. So, no, this is a ploy. They're scaring everybody to pull themselves out of the market so that they can rebuy the market at the bottom.
Exactly.
And all
exactly.
the people
and
that didn't know any better are losing out. And the other thing that they're doing is I've already heard two commenters try to put this on how this goes down in America on Trump. They're going to try to use this as a tactic for messing up the economy.
Right.
And putting that and trying to put a little stain on Donald Trump's presidency to try to get elected, to get the elections going. But that's what the media is doing right now. They're trying to cause all this panic. Then they're going to create something out of as the economy collapses over nothing, because the rich people are trying to, you know, be succubus on our our economic community. And then they're going to put it off on Donald Trump, orange man bad. Now, I myself, I would love to see this thing come to what the media is talking about and come down and play a wonderful, a naturalistic Thanos snap on the old population and wipe off that top 10% so that we can have an economic revival. Get rid of all the succubi, vampire, living dead, old people so that we can actually start moving forward again.
Right. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
I would love to just run through and take all those people off the top. You know, it's like wiping the cream off the top of a good, healthy beer. You know, you knock some of that head off the top, and then you have a good beer to drink. Just knock all that useless head off the top of the beer. Yeah. Knock that 10% of old folks out. Then we can start utilizing the money instead of putting it in. Because, you know, 67% of our taxes every year, national expenditure goes to welfare programs for the old and for the people that aren't trying to do for themselves. 67% of our budget goes to old people using health care and getting Social Security and people on welfare that don't want to do for themselves. And those are all the people that are most susceptible to this. Yeah, just wipe them out so that we can move forward. I would love it. I would love it. And you call me a monster if you want to. We need a good purge. Because what happened after the bubonic plague went through the middle during the Middle Ages? What happened after that happened? What happened after all those people got wiped
the
out?
Renaissance. The Renaissance.
Renaissance
right?
happened. A golden age came.
Hilarious.
A golden
yeah.
age came.
So you bash.
Yeah, because if you knock out all these old people, so if you knock out all these old people that are sucking up the housing and sitting in jobs and not retiring because they didn't do very good money management, if you knock those out, we'll have more jobs. Housing will be more affordable. And I mean, there's so many things that our taxes will go to where they're supposed to go instead of keeping vampires alive.
Hey, I'm glad I'm not a vampire right now.
Hey, I mean, we'll all be vampires eventually. Yeah, we'll all be there one day. But, you know, it's their turn. It's their turn to be knocked off the top of the beer.
Yes, indeed. All right, all right.
They had a nice, wonderful, had a nice, long, wonderful life. They need to move on and get out the way so we can live ours.
Hey, I'm curious to ask Rigel how she feel about that. Does she agree with that? About wiping
that
off
sentiment?
The... Yeah. You agree with that, Rigel? Please tell us how you feel about that.
I said which part specifically as far as
about just blowing off the elderly like the top off of a beer. Just getting rid of.
I don't
the
agree with that.
The froth on the top of the beer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Because
now,
I'm thinking practically, not principally.
Well, I'm thinking that if nature selects them to go, then they go. I don't think we should be the ones to select them. So, you know, if nature selects them to go, then hey, I'm okay with that. Naturally, you know, but I don't think, you know, we should be the ones to say, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and get rid of this group first. So that's kind of how I feel.
Okay, so you're right. You're right where I'm at. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm hoping this disease here, this virus, naturally knocks the head off the beer. So
yeah,
we can enjoy
just
a nice
to say
beer.
That. So the question is it natural or is it not? Is it man-made?
This thing has been around since the 60s.
Right,
yeah,
this
different
is not
strains
new.
Of it.
Yeah, it's different strains. It's been around for a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just kind of loose, that's all. So it was time. Nature said, hey, I need to get on out and do this.
I'm not hoping, you know, for such a thing to happen. But if it happens, I'm neutral if it happens, you know, if nature selects.
I'm not on the side. I'm neutral. Deal with our problems. Because this is a problem that nobody wants to deal with head on. And it is a problem. It is a huge problem. And this might be our swan song. This might be a turning point because we are circling the drain as a nation and it's dealing with all this welfare and all this nonsense, all this selfishness of the boomers, and it's time for them to get on out the way. And we're too principled as a people to just say, y'all need to act like the Native Americans and walk off into them woods and die. Quit taking all them pills keeping you alive. Just stop taking your pills. Just peacefully go. You've lived a good long life. Get on out of here.
But what is your idea? What is a good long life? Like, who determines a good long life? Like, whose perception are we going to go by? Like, what's
if
a
you
good
are no
long
longer,
life?
If you are no longer being of any kind of value of production or anything, I mean, if you're not watching your grandbabies, if you're not doing anything to be productive within the family or within the community at all, you're just sitting there collecting money from hardworking people and taking drugs to stay alive. Yeah. You've reached the end of your necessary life. You've lived a good long life. You're done. Bye.
Yeah, what happened?
Back
in the
day, I'm talking about back in the day, old people knew. Back in the day, old people knew when they were done, and they just took it upon themselves. They had agency, and they went off and quit being a burden on their community. Our old people today, they are too vain. Their ego's too high. They think they're going to live forever, and they keep on dragging it on and dragging on and dragging on and dragging on our society, dragging on our culture, dragging on our communities, dragging us down the drain.
Look at that nature. Look at how nature handles it. Like I say, herds of animals. Mm-hmm. They basically kind of do the same thing. They just go on off lying. They wander off. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the animals don't keep on trying to take stuff to stick around. But because we are supreme beings, we come
up
with
stuff. We got an ego. We think we're special.
We're just
a lucky spark of sentience in an animal. We're a lucky spark of sentience, and that's all I see us as, a lucky spark of sentience in an animal package. Because dogs could have been the ones that were lucky enough, and we could have continued being apes, and dogs could have been the ones that were lucky enough to somehow get this spark of sentience. And then they'd be
No, dogs don't. They don't have the equipment. They don't have the hands, the hand-eye coordination
Only because of evolution. But that doesn't stop them from getting a spark of sentience. Just because you can't use your thumb doesn't mean you can't be intelligent.
Well, it helps when you talk about building things, when you talk about using tools,
hunting. I'm talking about sentience. I'm talking about sentience in general, understanding that you exist.
Right.
And that's what plays on the ego, and that's what makes people want to just stay alive for no reason.
Right, right.
We as people do too much.
So I'm sure you're against, like, if they're in the hospital or a nursing home, you definitely think with nursing homes should, and old folks' homes and places for the elderly.
Yeah. Yeah. I need some Chinese folks to go in there and cough.
They should get rid of.
Hilarious. You hear me say they need some Chinese people to go in there and cough. Hilarious.
So are you going to call, if you don't mind me asking? I know this may be kind of a potentially tough question to answer.
No, I plan on wandering off into the wilderness and not being found. I plan on decaying in the woods and not being found.
At what point do you make that decision to do that, though?
At the point that I know that I'm losing my mind, and at the point where I know that I can no longer do for myself, and I'm not going to have somebody else do for me, I'm going to wander off into the woods and die. If I'm not already just living in the woods, I just lay down in my bed and quit living.
Or blow your head off.
Dang, I heard that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to die. I don't have to blow my head off. Just lay there and allow myself to die. It only takes a couple of days to die of dehydration. Yeah.
Stop eating. Stop drinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah. Well, if you just joined this family, this is Selected Minds Radio.
I've already resigned myself to that. So, all right, I'm going to let y'all get another caller. Maybe you can set the show back up.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, caller. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
This is Selected Minds Radio. We are talking about the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. It's been around for a while. There's just different strands. They talked about the MERS. We talked about SARS, amongst other viruses. Now, the caller did touch on something that I had in my notes here when he was talking about the stock market, because the stock market crashed last week, and they kind of blamed it conveniently on the coronavirus, but that is not entirely true, right? Because the stock market
has been,
you know, the stock market has been going up for a while. You know, it's been going up. It's been hitting all-time highs. It's been going up and up and up. And if you know the stock market, you know, anything that goes up must come down. So the stock market was actually due for a much-needed correction. And what a correction is when the stock market goes up, it has to come down just to make things kind of balance out, you know, and then it can kind of go back up. Because nothing can just go up and up, up, up forever because it's not scalable. You know, it ends up tipping over. So the market was, number one, due for a correction, which means it needed to go down a little bit in order for it to be a healthy market. Now, what the caller said was absolutely correct, because what a correction is when they talk about the investors are scared because of the virus and people are taking out their money due to the global economy and they don't know how things are going to play out. What they're basically saying is the people who have the largest amounts of money in the market, like the banks, billionaires, people like this, you know, a lot of these big corporations who have money in the market, they took their money out to make the market go down. And like the caller said, once it goes down and hits the bottom, they can put their money back in, buy the stocks at a cheaper price, and then make more money. So even though the stock market went down last week, a lot of people have made a lot of money off that, and they're going to make even more money when they buy these stocks at a low price moving forward. So it's just part of the game. And then, again, they kind of conveniently blamed it on the coronavirus, but that wasn't it. The stock market was due to go down because it's been going up so long, and, you know, the points have been going up. So it was just a matter of time, and the coronavirus was just convenient for them to do it. And, you know, they can kind of get people in a scare by saying, oh, the stock market crashed due to the coronavirus. But only thing that means is that a lot of investment banks took their money out and made the stock market go down. You know, they say like $1 to $3 trillion was ripped up out of the economy. Which, you know, that's a lot of bread to be taken out of an economy. And, of course, it'll cause, you know, stock prices and things to go down as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. I did have it in the notes, but the caller, you know, reminded me. So I just wanted to reiterate that.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Caller, area code 319-572. Caller, you are on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Sound like last caller was getting in touch with his German roots. straight up sound like some Hitler shit. But
yeah, he did.
Because no, that's what he did. Or supposedly, but no, I really ain't got much to say. Y'all been pretty much hitting on everything, and so. But
you worried about this particular virus yourself?
I live up here in a rural village.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a rural area. And I don't be going around that. Nope. That's why I like it out here in the sticks.
I don't know, that's
y'all
right.
Y'all urbanites can keep that shit.
Right, because that's where it hits first. Any type of disease, it always hits the urban, crowded cities first.
There is something I wanted to say, but. Like Mufasa said earlier, seems like every flu season come around, they come out with something new. And it's been like that for the last few years. I just, you know, I'm just sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, every year. And I haven't had the flu in years. And I ain't even had a flu shot in years.
Right, exactly.
That time I got a flu shot and made me sick, and I never did it again.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing happened to me.
Exactly.
That same thing happened to me. ain't had one probably in almost 10 years.
Right. Yeah, so, I would say with me probably about since probably about 2003, 2004 when I was working at the college. But ever since then, no. So, like I said, they want you to go in and get the mystery shot. They make money off that.
Right. Exactly. And be prepared.
They're trying to rush you to get these flu shots, and it's not going to protect you from the coronavirus. It's going to protect you, help 50% chance of protecting you from the flu. So the coronavirus
right.
ain't got a goddamn thing to do with the flu. And it almost sounds like a controlled release. If they
right.
can pinpoint
right.
it down to where it came from.
Exactly.
Oh, and the lady coughing on the buttons, someone should have slapped the shit out of her.
Yeah, well, you know, she was in there by herself.
If I'm sitting there watching you cough on buttons, I'm going to kick you in your butt and make you kiss that button.
Yeah, she was in there by herself. The camera that was in there caught her. So whoever watched on the camera, they should have went and did something about it. She was in there by herself, but that just shows you how nasty people can be.
But I don't think nobody's watching. Exactly what Piyaki said, too. Man, you don't know what these people got around here.
And
I mean, even up here in Southeast Iowa, we have people with AIDS, and they don't give a damn who they give it to.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's crazy.
And the strain that they got here, they tracked back to Chicago.
Mm.
So.
Crazy.
So you got a lot of sick people. They know they sick, but they don't care who they take with them. So.
Right. Yes, indeed.
And another thing I want to hit on, Native Americans, when they knew that there was a, like the last caller said, when they knew it was their time, they wandered off.
Mm-hmm.
And they wait. And if it didn't happen after so long, they come back. And then go try
right.
and do it again some other time. So.
So it sounds like you ain't worried about it, caller. You ain't worried about the coronavirus.
Nope. You don't have no message. Nope.
Yes, indeed.
Been making here.
He only worried about drinking Coronas.
Right.
I don't drink, so.
Well, there you go. All right, Carl, we appreciate you.
I just hope they don't come up with some kind of virus brand for marijuana. That would really suck.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, I'll let you get to the next caller.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you calling.
I don't.
Yeah. So if you just joined this Collective Minds Radio, we coming up on the 7 o'clock hour, getting into the last half hour of the show. We have been talking about the coronavirus.
It is what it is.
Is it an epidemic or, you know, is this media hype? Give us a call, 929-477-1697. Now, another thing I wanted to touch on, because If I'm looking towards the future with this thing, and you know, maybe a worst case scenario kind of thing, I think they could possibly, if they really had an agenda, they could hype this thing up, you know, and develop a vaccine, which, from my understanding, you know, to develop a vaccine and go through test trials and phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. That could take 6 months to a year. So I'm thinking they could, you know, they could probably stretch this thing out to next year and then hit with a vaccine and then have people lining up to take this vaccine to prevent them from getting the coronavirus. And who knows what could be in that vaccine. You get what I'm saying? So I can see something
that
like
cancer.
Exactly. I can see something like that going down.
Brain damage.
Yeah, anything, you know, who would know? Because, again, they would be trying to rush to get the vaccine out. So you got to go through these trials. You got to have these tests. You got to, you know, do all these things to make sure that the drug, that the vaccine is even up to par. And that takes months, sometimes years to develop. You know what I'm saying? So I would be on the lookout for them coming with a vaccine and is ready for the public, and hey, you can come down, you know, to your nearest drugstore and get this shot for the coronavirus. Now, that would be,
right.
You know, that would raise my antennas right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there, you know.
Yeah, they probably more than likely will be doing that soon. I can see that happening, but I don't take those vaccines. I've never had a flu shot.
I never had the flu shot. I never
understood the purpose behind it. I didn't trust it. And I'm not a sickly person anyway, thank God. So I don't know if my immune system is you know, I have a good immune system, or I'm just not around a lot of people. So I never was the one that really, really was to just be sick all the time and all that, so.
Right, and Brother Mufasa, you say you had it once, the flu shot.
Shoot, it was over 10 years ago.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think, I took it. Yeah.
They tricked me into taking it. And I took one and got, I got so sick.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I mean, it actually gave me the flu. I had to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
And I remember up and I said, never again.
They try to make it mandatory, like when you are, like, have a job, a certain type of job.
Nurses,
like,
nurses, EMT.
If you have a child that's in school, sometimes they try to make certain things mandatory in order to go to school and all that. And I just try to detach from so many of those things.
So what do we do when they try to make you take a mandatory shot for this?
I think you just don't take it. And, I think the only way they can really, really enforce it is if, like, you are working, you know, your job may implement it.
Right.
Where in order to keep your job, you have to take it. Or, like I said, if you're a student or something.
Right. Like they do with like hepatitis C, like different jobs, you got to take a hep shot, you know, you might have to take a flu shot, this and that. It'd be hard for them to make it mandatory unless they just, you know, really put the hype on and was like, oh, it's an epidemic at this point. You have to take it.
You have to scare people into doing it, because that way they'll come in on their own.
Exactly.
To get it done. Otherwise, like I said, you're not within the workforce or a student, then you know, then you may not, you can probably get by, you know. So.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be hard to enforce it like that. Let me just give y'all some numbers real quick so we can kind of put some things in perspective. I'm on worldometers.info, which keeps an updated stat on the world population. As of right now, and the number's still going up, it says the world population is at 7,768,032,224 people. As of today. So that's 7 billion. That's 7 billion 768 million people, right? Current population. The number of births this year so far within these 2 months is 23 million births so far this year. The number of births just today is 305,000 births today in the world. Now, the number of deaths
this year is at 9.7 million deaths. Already this year, 0.7 million. The number of deaths today is at 128,000, right? Now, going back to the corona, there's been about 80,000 cases of coronaviruses discovered since December 31st, 80,000. The number of deaths is only 3,000. So I'm just putting, and now again, the number of flu deaths this year is 80,000. So I'm just kind of putting all those numbers out there just to give a wider perspective of this coronavirus and what's actually happened. Now, 3,000 deaths is a lot of deaths, but when you compare that to 7.7 billion people on the planet, that number kind of shrinks. You dig what I'm saying? And when you look at the deaths this year, right, when you look at the deaths this year, 9.7 million people have died already this year in these 2 months, and the corona deaths are 3,000. So it kind of puts things in perspective and kind of says, okay, it's something to look at and definitely, you know, keep an eye on, but it's no worse than the flu at this point. Right, you want to contain it, you want to make sure that you can, you know, develop vaccines and all that. But my thing is, with the media, and this is a rhetorical question, why do you guys think that they're hyping this up so much as far as making it seem like, you know, this is dire, you know, this is an epidemic, all these people are dying, it's coming to America, it's coming to a town near you? You know, I want to hear from Collective Minds, Queen Roger and Brother Mufasa. Why do y'all think the media is, you know, is making it seem like such, like it's just
urgency.
It's such urgency, something. Right. Making it seem like it's just so urgent when the numbers clearly speak for themselves at this point. So I don't know. I mean, that's a rhetorical question. Y'all can answer or dive in. You know, what do you
think? I just think that it's multiple reasons, and definitely a portion of that reason is due to people just always want to follow the wave. You know, if you're in the media, you want to follow the wave of the conversation, and you know, so a lot of times, even though an agenda can be in place, it's so easy because people followers. You know, it's easy to get to have other people push it without even telling them to, because they want to feel included. If a story breaks, they want to be the first to break it, you know, or the next to the first, you know. So a lot of it, too, is just that, just human error, just the fact that humans just want to feel included and a part of something. It's a hype, it's a story that everybody's talking about, so they just write another story about it, write another article about it, and things like that, you know. So I think that's a portion of it, you know. Another portion that I can foresee as well is that, like we had already touched base on, is, you know, to get people to, as far as the medical industry is concerned, they see this now as an opportunity to make a little bit of money, you know, to get people to come and take these shots and things like that, or to maybe supposedly prevent it, but it may cause other things that they may know. You know, you got all these medicines and side effects and stuff, and so they know they're going to make some money from it, so that the medical industry may, you know, see it as another opportunity to make more money. So just depending on which field you're in, which you know, which part of the room you're in, which group you're in, your reason and your purpose may be different, you know. But
right.
I just think it's most reasonable. But those are definitely some of the ones that I can easily see. You know, I'm sure there's other reasons too, but definitely I can see a lot of it is due to people just doing what, you know, they're hearing about it, so they just just jumping on a bandwagon. You know, then, like I said, that my perspective from the medical position, I can see they just using this opportunity to be able to, you know, get people to, you know, to get more money somehow.
Right, right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Brother Mufasa.
Yeah, I would agree with everything. She hit everything on the nail on the head. I agree with all that. You know, outside of a bigger financial reason, you know, something tied in with financial. One of the callers alluded to that, with, you know, the way the stock market is being played out. So it's a financial,
right,
a way to make financial gains as well. So you play on the
people's
minds. Yeah, well, why'd you hit everything on the head?
Yes, sir. And I think for me, the thing is, it kind of, it just goes to show, especially how the media, because I blame the media as far as the narrative that they're putting out, as far as this coronavirus. It just goes to show how the media is very controlled, right? They all run the same stories. They all basically have the same headlines. You know, they pull their stories from the Associated Press and from Reuters. And it's just one, you know, one big media conglomerate, and nothing goes outside of that. So that's why a lot of times, me personally, I get my news from alternative sources. I'll read the major headlines and look just to see what's going on, but I also have to look at alternative news sources, because I know that the majority of these headlines are coming from the same place. It's controlled. It's like a few different people that's calling the shots that have to get approval for these headlines, and they're all basically running the same story, whether you talk about NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox. They're all part of the mainstream media conglomerate. And the narrative that they're selling on this coronavirus is, this is about to be an epidemic. We have to quarantine people. People are dying, dropping dead left and right. And it just seems like a lot of panic and unnecessary hysteria that these people are creating, you know, for the populace. And, you know, it would just be too much like right for them to just give the information straight down the middle. Give the information as we see it, you know, from the World Health Organization, from the CDC, from these different agencies who track these diseases. Just give the information straight up and let the people decide if they want to, you know, be fearful or what type of precautions they want to take. But some of the headlines I've seen just really have been very misleading, very deceptive. And it's to get people in that fear bag. You know what I'm saying? So I really blame the media as far as how this has gotten out of hand. And if they cancel the Olympics, because the Olympics is supposed to be in Japan this year, I believe, in Tokyo. If they cancel the Olympics, that's going to send another wave of hysteria to people. You know, oh, they canceled the Olympics. Oh, this thing is bad. It's this, is that. And that's going to add to the fear mongering that's already been going on. So, you know, like I say, just
now,
be
see,
on the lookout.
This is what
they'll
probably do.
I
can't see them canceling that. But just think about all the benefits too. Okay, they have it going, and all the precautions they're gonna take, and all the stuff they can sell, like disinfectant. You know, stuff like
that
they can sell for people to be precautious of. It's still a way to make money on the other end. I can't see them canceling that.
I'm with you. Yeah, yes, sir. I'm with you on that. I don't see them canceling the Olympics, but for them to even kind of put that out there, it's like, but I don't see it either. You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't see them canceling. But like you said, they're definitely going to go above and beyond as far as the precautions that they're going to take, and, you know, have everybody walking around in masks.
I think it should be canceled.
Yeah, they ain't going to cancel
so?
Yeah.
They should, but they not.
Because there's too many people go to the Olympics. I don't know. Don't nobody want to go and then they catch it, you know, somebody catch it and they bring it, traveling all back from different places and states and stuff. I mean, I understand you guys feel like, you know, it's just like a common cold or a flu, so what's the big deal if you get it? But, I just don't think, I think it should be canceled because I think it's too many people that go to the Olympics and they have to travel back home.
Yeah, from a lot of different countries. Yeah,
this is a good time to have some stock in Lysol. Lysol about to go through the roof.
Right. It says on your Lysol can and on your Clorox bleach that it kills different viruses.
99.9.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
99.9.
I don't want it, and I don't want a cold. I don't want no type of influenza. I don't want the flu. I don't want none of it. I don't want the coronavirus. I don't want my kids getting the coronavirus. I don't want it, just like I don't want anything else. So don't get it and then be traveling over here. Same thing I'm doing now.
You want to buy you some of that Lysol? That Clorox bleach?
I may have some, but I try to keep my people count to a minimum, so I don't try to be out a lot myself. But I mean, I just don't want to get it. But my thing is, if I do go to a store and somebody's in the same store and they have it and they're coughing, then I get it. I want to minimize it. So if having the Olympics there is going to create a bigger issue where more people may have it or catch it or be exposed to it, then I say don't do it. Because they're going to leave there.
Right, yeah.
And they're going to disperse and go everywhere. And then it's going to be all over the place. Potentially.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Olympics will start, I believe, in June, July, or August, one of those months. And they're supposed to start the ceremony in May. But like you said, with the Olympics, you got a lot of people traveling from a lot of different countries, all centralized in one place. Not to mention, you know, when the Olympics go on, they say it'd be a lot of sexual activity going on between the different countries, you know, just to keep it real, that like it'd be a lot of stuff going on as far as, you know, contact with people, contact with different countries. So you have all these people concentrated in this one place, and then when it's over, everybody goes back to their home country or, you know, wherever they're at. So it could potentially be an issue. You know, hopefully, as far as the athletes, you can kind of determine or check them out to see if they test positive for the coronavirus. As far as, like, the everyday fan that would just go to Olympics, that would be kind of hard. But hopefully they would have some type of measure before you get on a flight, you know, that you can check yourself out and see if you're testing positive for the coronavirus before you're able to, you know, to make that travel. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what
they're going to do. How foolproof is the test? Because I think they say a lot of the symptoms don't show like 14 days after in contact.
Right. Exactly. Because here's the thing. Because remember, the symptoms are only like a fever, a dry cough, you know, some shortness of breath. Like these are common to, you know, to like the flu or a cold or something, you know? So it's kind of like, how do they determine, okay, is this the next level? Is this the corona or is this just influenza? Is it just the flu or is it just the cold? You know, like, you know, that's above my pay grade. So I'm sure they got some way to figure it out. But it'll be interesting to see again. I think this Olympics thing will be the first test to see how they handle this, and then that'll kind of determine
it
how,
is
they,
what it
how
is.
People move, you know, how people move forward as far as dealing with the disease. So, you
well,
know,
we'll
see how it goes.
I'm hoping that they cancel it.
Okay, we'll see. I'm kind of with Mufasa. I don't think they will.
Yeah. I don't think they will.
Yeah, but, you know, you never know. You never know how things
well, they may
turn
not.
Out because it may come up.
But
you're
saying that, but you're saying they should. You're saying they should.
Yeah, I think they should.
You're saying they should,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So.
Well,
just
again,
get rid of it all together.
Right. In the U.S. so far, I think it may be, as of February 28th, there were 63 cases. I think it may be up now, maybe to 70 to 80. So we're still under 100 cases in the U.S. You know, we got a population of about 330, 40 million people. So, you know, if we can keep it contained to definitely under 100, under 200, you know, I think we're doing good. You know what I mean? I think we're doing good. Now, as far as the world and China and how many deaths they got, you know, they have bigger issues on their hands in China. But by the world being global and people traveling back and forth a lot, you know, that's what we really got to worry about, you know, as far as that goes. But, you know, like I said, I'm not too worried about it. I'm going to take the same precautions I do with the flu and other things. And I think a lot of it is hype. You know, it's unfortunate that 3,000 people have died. But in comparison to the total population and the amount of flu deaths, I don't think we're looking at something that is that significant, in my opinion. But, you know, protect yourself by all means. So yeah, we down to the last 10 minutes, y'all. Y'all got any final thoughts y'all want to share with the family before we get ready to wrap it up?
I just want to say that, you know, I know this is you know, we have looked at this as like a, you know, nothing more than just a common cold or a flu or something, but you know, I just think because it is a new strand, I just think you should be, you know, a little careful. It's still new. It's a new strand, and it haven't been out that long. So, you know, I think you still should be, you know, careful. I don't think we should just, you know, like, oh, it ain't nothing, you know. If I get it, I get it, you know. And I don't think we should take that approach, you know. And that's why I say I think we should cancel the Olympics, too, because... just because for that same reason, you know, it's too new and we just don't know. You know, what's the long-term effect to even having it, you know? You know, even once I said you don't have it any longer, is it going to have any, you know, any other effects or, you know, any type of side effects to your body, anything like that just from having it? I don't know.
Well, I think... No, just real quick. I think a lot of those questions can be answered because, again, it's similar to viruses that we've seen before. So a lot of those questions that you may have, you know, as far as the long-term effect, they can be answered. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's good to remove the unknowns and the spookiness about it because if you just, you know, if you just look on the websites or what have you that has the information. It's out there. You know, people just got to take the time to look at it and see how dangerous it is. You know what I'm saying? But the information is out there because this is not a new... it's a new strand of an old virus. If that makes sense. But yeah. I let Mufasa... some final thoughts, my brother.
I'm just going to double down on what I said earlier. It's making sure you got to take care of yourself. Be healthy.
That's right.
Wash your hands thoroughly. Go out and buy you some Lysol if you ain't afraid of aerosol products. Let's keep clean. But these are things that we should be doing anyway. So
that's right. That's right.
You know, double down on taking care of yourself, keeping yourself clean, right? And, you know, you can't worry about stuff that's out of your hand. You only do your part.
That's right.
To keep yourself protected.
That's right.
And it's a pass,
right.
Just like we made it through the bird flu, swine flu. Now we're living with all that stuff.
Ebola.
And, you know, we're living with Ebola. So,
right.
It's another one in a generation of others, long line of other viruses.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, I agree with that. You did what I'm saying. I would just reiterate kind of what I said as far as, you know, try not to get too attached and, you know, look at the news and current events and things that's going on and being reported. You always got to take it with a grain of salt. The news has an agenda. We know, like I say, we know that the mainstream media is controlled by one source, and they all put out the same information. Basically, it's a lot of fear, you know, a lot of hysteria. They want to create these type of emotions in a population. That way, you're easily controlled. That way, you know, they put enough fear in you, you'll go in yourself to get the shot. You dig what I'm saying? They don't have to force it on you. You just go in and ask for the shot because you're so fearful. So I would say you definitely have to be aware and kind of detach yourself from getting too emotionally involved, especially in things like this. You know, I mean, some of the first questions you should ask is, you know, do I know anybody with the coronavirus? Do I know anybody that's died from it? You know, if the answer is no, then you're good. You just need to take those precautions moving forward to make sure that, you know, that you and your family are protected. You dig what I'm saying? And just move like that. But don't get too attached to the stories of the news of people dying over here or two cases found over here. Don't try not to get too attached to that. Because again, like Mufasa said, that's something that's out of your control, you know. So that would be my advice, just not to get caught up in the whole fear-mongering thing and just take those precautions as far as hygiene and diet. Check out these restaurants you're going to. Just make sure you're safe and you know, looking out for yourself. So, I'll leave it right there. I'll let Queen Rigel wrap it up. And,
okay.
We'll see y'all next week. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and everything that they said. And also, you know, right, you don't want it to, you know, create fear in you where it's stopping you from living, you know, your regular day-to-day life, and it's making you run off and go get shots and stuff and put all kind of unknown things in your body. But you do want to be, you know, wise. You still want to use wisdom and just protect yourself from anything, whether it's a coronavirus or just the regular common cold. So like Mufasa said, just make sure that you're staying healthy and keeping yourself clean and you're eating properly, you know, and just keep it moving. But once again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in with us, and we definitely appreciate you for tuning in with us and supporting us each and every Sunday. We want to ask that you continue to support us and tune in with us next Sunday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, if you have any show topic ideas, hit us up, collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Peace. See you next week.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper.
waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like,